Welcome back, everyone, to an impromptu Racecast episode. We weren't planning to be back until, after pre-season testing. So at the end of the month. But obviously, quite a lot has been going on last week, this week, that we feel like we should probably speak about. Namely, Lewis Hamilton moving to Ferrari. That is actually happening. And now we've had all this Red Bull stuff kicking off, revolving Christian Horner. So stick around because we are going to go into a bit of detail on it all, give you our thoughts, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. And how you can share your thoughts with us is by going on social media. You can hop on to Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, search for Racecast, and you shall find us. You'll see our new little logo. We've updated everything across every platform that you're listening to us on, be that Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google, wherever else you listen to your podcasts. And you'll see that across social media as well. So do give us 5 stars wherever you are listening to us. Make sure you follow us on social media. Make sure you get involved. Join in the discussion. And we're going to crack on.
All right, guys. So like you say, it's different, isn't it? Because Lewis Hamilton comes out with this breaking news and you're like, wow, this news can't get any bigger. Christian Horner, Lewis Hamilton, hold my cup. You know.
No, yeah, well, I mean, the Lewis news is a lot bigger.
Well, it is, but obviously...
I mean, that's like, it's monumental. The Christian Horner stuff, we still don't really know what's happening.
It's alleged, isn't it?
At the moment, yeah. It's just an investigation, but there are rumours which we'll touch on, but...
Can I?
The Lewis Hamilton news was pretty much, other than him retiring or maybe Max leaving Red Bull,
yeah,
is pretty much as big a news as we could have got.
The other big news this week, and actually it was probably last week when we discussed it, is what the hell have you done to that wall? I know we discussed this when I came out last week, but mate, that I'm guessing you haven't sanded that down.
Yeah, it just needs sanding down.
That looks shocking.
I imagine you, I mean, looking at you, you don't do much DIY, do you?
Yeah, I do.
I did
a whole roof on our barn where our horses are.
The one that was leaking?
Yeah, it's not now.
Yeah, so basically what you have to do when you've got a hole...
Well, hang on, let's just tell people, sorry, like if you just tuned in, you're kind of like, what are you talking about?
By the way, this is where you'll realise that like some people just aren't mentally switched on. So Matt's going to question me looking behind a wall because I could hear a dripping noise rather than paying... £300 to get a plumber out to come and rip my wall out. So I could hear it every time the heating went on. There was a click that sounded like a drip. So to make sure there was no water dripping, I put a little hole in the wall just so I
could... That's not a little hole.
That is... You realise that the hole is little, but I have to plaster all over it and then I have to taper the edges off so that I don't have a big bulge.
And what did you find?
So there was nothing there. So essentially all it was the pipe was where it's expanding, the copper expands, it's just pressing into the plasterboard a little bit. So then you have to essentially pack the hole with something. Then you get this little mesh stuff that you put over it and then you plaster over it. And then, well, I mean, that's polyfiller. And then sand it all down, taper off the edges and it will be nice and smooth to paint over.
So you still have the same noise?
Yeah, the noise won't go. The noise is just normal.
Okay, so you literally just did a bit of DIY, smashed the wall down.
Well, I mean, it was... If there was water dripping behind there, then I would have thanked myself.
for you guys listening, when I came around last week, Roof, Luke's partner, was like, it's just like a madman, just like going at a wall for just losing it.
No, I mean... Oh, yeah, no, the wall was...
It triggered you.
Yeah, so I was just like, well, I just, it's, because it's fucking plasterboard, so all I had to do was get a knife and just literally cut it out.
Absolutely, bad at all. So anyway.
It has to be done. That right there, if I called out a plumber,
yeah,
not only would he have taken the wall out a lot more unpleasantly, he also wouldn't have repaired it. He would have also then told me that I haven't got a leak. He would have then also slapped a £200-£300 bill on me. So that right there is genius.
And how much did that cost you?
Nothing. I've already got polyfiller. So
you're too smart.
Yeah, well, actually I am.
your ego. How do you cope all the time? How do you fit out a door in the morning?
What, with my massive brain?
Yeah, no, your massive head. What do you want to discuss? Because obviously this is an unexpected podcast because we were planning to be Horner or Hamilton.
Well, we might as well discuss Lewis first. Now, obviously, I mean, unless you literally don't live on this planet.
Yeah.
You will now be aware that at the end of 2024, Lewis's time at Mercedes is coming to an end. After what will be 11 years with the team, forming the most successful driver team pairing ever.
Yep.
He's going to be leaving them in pretty shock fashion.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because we discussed this when reports were coming out and we were kind of like, this surely can't be true. And then all of a sudden Sky Sports released it and we're kind of like, okay, well...
I mean, to be fair, Sky Sports was the first place I saw it.
And that's what I mean. It wasn't anywhere else.
There wasn't even an inkling that Lewis Hamilton might be leaving. I mean, if I'm working in here in my living room, then I normally just have Sky Sports news on. So like I'm just sitting here like tapping away, and all of a sudden it's like breaking news, and it's transfer deadline day, and it's like Lewis Hamilton to join Ferrari in 2025, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then like within like an hour, it was like the rumors were as confirmed as they could be without being confirmed officially.
Because it was weird, wasn't it? Because there wasn't anything on like the F1 channels. There was no talk anywhere else except Sky Sports from what I saw.
Yeah, it wasn't like a football transfer where like you see people tweeting like, oh yeah, this has happened. Yeah. You know, Cristiano Ronaldo to Al Nassr in Saudi Arabia. And then it's like you wait for someone like Fabrizio Romano to say something, and then you're like, oh yeah, okay, this is actually happening. There was like nothing before. It was just straight like Sky Sports News and all the other outlets saying like, yeah, Lewis Hamilton is rumoured, or not even rumoured, it looks like Lewis is going to be joining. And then it was like, holy shit. So I've got a few questions here.
Yeah.
What the hell has happened? Something, I know, so Lewis had a contract until... the end of 2025.
Yeah.
Right. It was only like, what, October that he signed a 2-year deal?
So he signed a 1+1 deal, which basically is...
Yeah, so it was a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
But it was 1 year with the option to extend for another. He's obviously... 5 months ago, or whatever it is, about 5 months ago, he committed to 2 years at Mercedes, essentially.
Yeah.
Fast forward 5 months, he's now saying, nah, I'm going to Ferrari.
Should I tell you what I think has happened? Mm-hmm. I think Lewis Hamilton potentially might have seen this W15 and gone, okay, we're not making the progress which I was hoping for the next 2 years.
Yeah, but on that point, as far as I'm aware, they hadn't actually driven the cars at this point.
So
not even in the Sims.
So then my other thought process was actually he probably doesn't feel valued there because there was a lot of talk that, you know, when he signed his contract, he wanted an ambassador role. He wanted the support to go for his Mission 44. He wanted all of this stuff, which he wanted to be part of the legacy of Mercedes to continue growing. But obviously that never became part of the contract. However... what I feel has happened is that Ferrari have come in and gone, we want you. We want to actually, we'll invest anything we need to in you. And he's probably gone, well, hang on. Like my dream is potentially to drive Ferrari. I'm coming to the end of my career. This is a perfect opportunity to do this. Why didn't I give it a go? On the other hand, Ferrari are offering me everything I want. An ambassador role, a multi-year deal.
But none of that is confirmed, in fairness. Like, we don't know that that is...
No, but...
We don't know that he has got that. All we know is what his reported salary is. And we talk about...
I think the ambassador role is pretty concrete because I've seen it everywhere. I've seen it, like, pretty strongly agreed that that's part of his contract.
But, because... like, to say he doesn't feel valued at Mercedes, He's on 50 million a year.
Okay, what's my definition of valued? I don't mean necessarily money.
No, but like, but you know, he's not, they're not going to pay someone that, you know, they're not going to be like, here's 50 mil, but fuck you.
No, but you don't have to be valued by money, but it's obviously how he obviously must feel around the team or something to happen.
Yeah,
and there was a lot. It was quite interesting to see a lot of tweets about obviously his races last year. He'd be on the podium. No engineers were around there at all.
Yeah, no, and there wasn't. We discussed that quite a lot last season, and I think there is something internally, but I just don't know whether it's from the Mercedes side or from the Ferrari side. By that I mean, okay, has Lewis had a big fallout with someone in the team?
Yeah,
or like areas of the team, or is it that actually Ferrari have presented a very attractive package? There has to be racing motivation behind this, right? I know we talk about Lewis being at the end of his career or whatever, and an ambassadorship and help with all his initiatives, yeah. But there has to be, I do not believe for one second that Lewis Hamilton has left Mercedes to join Ferrari with zero racing ambitions.
No.
I feel like he has to have been told something, whether, because it's a multi-year deal at Ferrari. Yeah. It's not just for 2025.
But I'm wondering if this is building up to the 2026.
Exactly.
And I think, I do think if Ferrari get it right, they have a better overall package than Mercedes. I do think that.
As in at the moment? Because 2026 is a new era.
At the moment, I think if Ferrari got it right, I think overall they have a better package than Mercedes.
Yeah, see, this is where, because I've had a few debates about this. Well, Mercedes were comfortably the second quickest car last year. Yeah, there was a few races where the Ferrari was quicker, but there was also a few races where the McLaren was quicker. And we know that Mercedes are going for a concept change this year. But we know Lewis is not adverse to taking risks. I mean, he went from McLaren to Mercedes, which at the time was a stupid decision.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a way to describe
it. Fast forward 11 years, it's the best decision he could have.
The greatest decision anyone's ever made. But I just couldn't quite wrap my head around it. And I have seen a lot of stuff about the, like, oh yeah, Ferrari are willing to dedicate this much resources to Mission 44 and all his, like, everything else that he does.
Do you know what I think it really is? I think it comes down to the fact that actually, if Ferrari call, you don't say no. Well, no.
So you're telling me that Ferrari have never called him before?
No. I agree. They probably have. But actually, when for Mercedes, you don't leave a dominant car that you're winning year in, year out.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously now he's in a position where actually for the last 2 years, it's been a relatively poor car. And what I mean by that, it's not a championship winning car.
It's not their usual standard
of car. It's not their usual standard. We're going into the third season. And he must know going into this year that actually he must know something, because he's not stupid. He must be going, actually, this is probably the perfect opportunity to go to Ferrari. It's his boyhood, you know, dream to drive for Ferrari, and actually it's a perfect opportunity to do it. What's he got to lose? Absolutely nothing. He's given 11 years to that team. He's got nothing to lose.
Say. So driving for, this is a tweet from FIA Gurley.
Yep.
Driving for Ferrari has always been part of Lewis Hamilton's grand plan.
Yeah.
9 years ago, Lewis Hamilton revealed his Ferrari plans to Matt Bishop during a casual conversation at a bar in Tokyo. Matt asked, "Do you think you'll stay at Merck until you retire?" And Lewis said, "Well, what I'd really like to do one day is drive for Ferrari. Wouldn't that be a great way to end my F1 career? To win a championship for McLaren, Mercedes and Ferrari." So I get the ambition thing. I really do. Like, I completely get, wow, driving for Ferrari. But then again, it splits into those two things. Okay, is he just going to drive for Ferrari because it's driving for Ferrari? And it's like, he's achieved everything he could ever want in his career, other than maybe breaking the Schumacher record, equaling it. You're not going to lose sleep at night. Maybe over Abu Dhabi 21 and the way that he didn't win it.
Yeah, exactly.
But is it now just like, yep, I've achieved everything that I am ever going to need, and now it's just about driving for Ferrari? Or is it, Nah, like, Mercedes are dipping.
Yeah.
Fred Vasseur, who has history with Lewis, has sold him something. You know, he knows what he's walking into.
Yeah.
And Lewis has gone, actually, I'm going to Ferrari because I can win something there. Not just because it's Ferrari.
Okay, let me ask you this, and I'm probably going to get quite a bit of stick for this. All right. I personally feel more confident now of Lewis becoming an 8-time world champion by this move than I did before this news. Because I don't think Mercedes will be there just yet. However, I think Ferrari, over the next couple of years, will have a much better package to challenge for the title. So as a Lewis fan, I actually feel like I've got a spring in my step and going, all right, I actually feel like, you know, this is a brand new challenge. He's going to be motivated. And I actually think Ferrari haven't won in years.
Yeah,
there's only one man who I think who could go and do that, and that is Lewis Hamilton.
I'm a bit confused about why. I mean, I definitely do not necessarily feel more positive. I'm excited because I think it's cool. We've spent the last 2 years shitting on Ferrari as a team in terms of their strategy and reliability. And what we can't now do is, just because Lewis is going there, be deluded and be like, they're going to be amazing.
No, not in the slightest. But on the other hand with that, it is Lewis Hamilton. He is a world champion. He knows what it takes to win in the car.
And why has it not worked at Mercedes?
Well, it has worked at Mercedes, but for the last two years it hasn't.
And then, so, but it hasn't worked for the last, we're coming up to 20 years for Ferrari.
Yeah.
In 2027, it would be 20 years since Ferrari last won a championship. But all of a sudden, now Lewis Hamilton's going there. You think that the car's going to absolutely...
But it's not just Lewis Hamilton. There's going to be a whole personnel changes within that Ferrari team.
They are bringing in some key people.
This is my point. It isn't just Lewis Hamilton going into the same team. It is Lewis Hamilton going with better personnel into a team like Ferrari, who have, in theory, a relatively good race car, but they're getting in people now who can take it to the next level. That's what I mean by that. Not just going, oh, go and put him in, and then, you know, they put him on hards when it's raining or something. You know,
I still personally, at this point, have more faith in Mercedes than Ferrari, because Mercedes have shown us a lot more tangible evidence that they are a team that can be believed in.
Yeah. But they've shown that over the years. They have. But
yeah. So this is why, like, and you're not the only person I've argued with this about, I am sceptical about the Ferrari move.
Yeah.
But I think Lewis must know something, so I don't disagree with the move at all. I'm excited for the move because I think it's cool. But what I'm not going to do is go into it and think, oh yeah, Lewis is
winning
now. Yeah,
but the Ninja Turtles are cool. This isn't just cool. This is like...
Yeah, but this isn't, oh, Lewis goes there and all of a sudden Ferrari are going to be a dominating team.
No. Okay, you go on about Mercedes obviously being better. Last year, Ferrari were the second best team. It's only there's
not in 2022.
2022. There's not much difference between these two teams. The only difference is the strategy.
Yeah, but step forward a year, and there is a big difference.
I mean, you've got...
I mean, didn't Ferrari almost lost third place to McLaren?
Yeah. No, granted, but you've got drivers who... It was Lewis Hamilton who took that team to second, really.
Yeah, George Russell did. George had a poor season.
He did.
But that car still wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Okay, and we've discussed it. It's not a bad car, but actually it is a bad car if you're not a championship-winning car.
Yeah, and it's bad for Mercedes standards because it should be winning. They should have a car that is capable of at least winning races. Yeah. But no one else had a car that was capable of winning races. Okay, Carlos Sainz did it at Singapore. Hmm. But that Mercedes was the quickest car on track.
Yeah.
In Singapore.
But who won?
No, I completely agree.
But this is what it comes down to, is that actually...
But
anyone can be the quickest car, but if you're not winning races... Mercedes, when was the last time Mercedes won a race?
So why, if Lewis goes to a slower car, is he all of a sudden going to be winning races? You see how that backs on your point?
Like, I get your... But
so now you're saying Lewis has a quicker car, But he still can't win races at Singapore when he's got the quickest car. So now if he just goes to Ferrari, the car that won at Singapore, that wasn't actually as quick, he's going to win races.
You've got to remember, this is a year away. You know, it all very much depends.
A lot can change. And this is why I say Lewis must know something.
We're talking about two seasons that have just gone. We will know a bit more this year where Ferrari is. And we might come to the end of the year and go, actually, Ferrari are woeful. Mercedes are smoking.
Yeah.
And it might be thinking, okay, this is it. But I trust Lewis Hamilton that actually he doesn't make bold moves just for the sake of it. There's reasons for it. He wants to go and be an 8-time world champion.
But it could also be down to the 2026 car that he's moving.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
But again, my argument would be, well, I'd put more faith in Mercedes than Ferrari at this point. So I don't have high hopes of Lewis going to Ferrari and winning a championship. I hope he does. But I'm excited to see him go there because I think watching Lewis race in red will be sick.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for it. Look, I never thought I'd, and we were touching this, is that we put out a TikTok this week about, you know, okay, Lewis Hamilton going to Ferrari. As Lewis fans, what are you doing? Are you staying with Mercedes as Mercedes fans, or are you going to Ferrari? For me, I'm going straight to Ferrari, you know.
Yeah. I'll be whipping out the Ferrari flag that I got upstairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one we got sent, yeah. Which is a bit weird to say because for many years, I've always not despised Ferrari, but obviously people have gone against the challenges who were challenging Ferrari, if that makes sense. Like when I was a McLaren fan with like Mika Hakkinen or whatever, like they were rivals against Ferrari. So,
you know, my brother won't, he doesn't support Lewis anymore.
No, he said that he's
done with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He hates Ferrari that much. He's done with Lewis, which is insane. I said the only way that could happen is if Lewis went to Red Bull. I couldn't do it.
That would be a tough one. That would be a tough one.
I couldn't follow him there.
But no, but I'm a bit more fond of Ferrari over the years because I do like Charles Leclerc. I do like Carlos Sainz.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I really like Charles.
Yeah.
I've
liked Binotto. I think he's a great character. But I like Fred Vasseur as well, who's come in.
Yeah, I like Fred.
They're becoming a bit more of a likeable team.
But don't get me wrong. I want Mercedes to absolutely wipe the floor with Ferrari this year.
Oh, yeah. This year, I'm a Mercedes fan.
Like, I'll be cheering the downfall of Ferrari this year. Absolutely. I'm a Lewis fan, first and foremost. So, yeah, you'll hear me on this podcast throughout the year absolutely slating Ferrari.
And then come next year, he'll be absolutely loving Ferrari.
I'm Tifosi. but that's the way the sport works. And actually, weirdly, not with Ferrari fans.
Yeah.
I feel like Ferrari are one of the very few teams, if not the only team, that has dedicated fans. No matter who's there, I'm a Ferrari fan. Whereas I feel like a lot of the other teams are like, well, I'm a Red Bull fan because I'm a Max fan. If Max went to McLaren, I'll be wearing orange. Mm. They're probably already wearing orange, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's just weird now. And for Mercedes, it's kind of, where do you go from here? Because what it seems like to me is I feel like they've kind of dropped the ball on it and kind of just assumed that actually Lewis has been there 11 years. He would just stay absolutely fine, finish off his career, no problem. We'll offer him the contract, probably minimum that actually benefits us and maybe a bit of benefits, you know, Lewis. And actually everything will be fine. Obviously, and this bombshell has now dropped and it's really interesting. You've got Lewis Hamilton. Losing Lewis Hamilton isn't just losing a 7-time world champion. It is losing a brand.
It's losing a commercial gold mine.
And it is a massive gold mine that they're losing in this sense because a lot of fans will go from Mercedes and go, well, I'm following Lewis.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. Like, I'd honestly argue about 70% of their fans, if not more.
You're not going to say, oh, it's George Russell. No. You wouldn't stay for George. You'll go with Lewis.
Well, yeah. I mean, the reason Mercedes has so many fans is because of Lewis. Yeah. You cannot deny that. It's and there's, again, only a handful of other drivers on the grid. I mean, Lewis, by far, the most influential. You can't argue that. But if Max left Red Bull, the amount of fans that Red Bull had would drop significantly.
Because this was interesting, because did we discuss this last year about like Instagram posts? And I know it's not really a major thing, but difference in likes and activity.
Yeah, well, like on Mercedes, where if it's a picture of George versus a picture of Lewis.
Yeah. So...
And I'm sure the same is over at Red Bull with like a picture of Max versus a picture of Perez.
This single-handedly proves my point. So, Lewis Hamilton, there's a picture that I put out 5 days ago. 1.4 million, okay?
Yeah, but that maybe go pre-announcement, because that's a bit unfair. Because obviously everyone's going to be hot on the Lewis stuff at the moment.
Oh yeah, to be fair, I didn't see that bit. Let me go... Okay, 300,000. George Russell, where's the next George Russell one? 102,000.
Yeah. No, and this is the thing. A lot of fans are going to go with Lewis, and that's fine. But the interesting thing is what happens then when Lewis retires. Say Lewis goes to Ferrari's 2-3 years, retires. Where the hell do we go then?
For me, wherever Alex Albon is.
Really? I genuinely think I'll go wherever Charles Leclerc is.
Do you think?
I love him.
See,
I've always said that about Charles.
I've always said that about Alex Albon. I'm very much, I like Alex Albon. And,
but that's the thing. I do feel a bit worried about like when Lewis leaves, because it's like, obviously I massively root for him. And I'm going to use one of my famous football analogies. Once Lewis is out the sport, it's going to be like me watching Chelsea versus Man United rather than watching Liverpool versus Man United.
Yeah.
I'm entertained. I'm enjoying it. I'm watching it. But I've got no passion in there to like shout at the screen. It's going to be like... And yeah, like I'll probably... I like George. Like I really do like George. I don't like him as much as I thought I'd like him.
No.
Like when he raced for Mercedes in 2020 at the Sakhir Grand Prix.
Yeah. I was rooting for him.
Cheered for him like he was Lewis.
Yeah.
And then he came to Mercedes and it just didn't hit the same. Even when he was racing at Williams, like I was constantly like, where's George? Like, come on. Charles is someone who I'm always happy to see do well. But it's like, and maybe that's because Lewis is still there, but at the moment. But I just don't have that like real desire to like shout for somebody.
And I think that's going to be quite a weird thing, because for years we've had this driver who we've just followed. Like ever since McLaren days, this is who we followed, and that'll be the day he retires will be very, very weird. But I was talking to my dad about this the other day, and we were saying about Lando Norris. And he's a McLaren, my dad's a McLaren fan, and he's more of a team fan rather than a specific driver. So back in the day, he was like a Damon Hill fan, and he followed through. Jenson Button, all of that. But for me, I can't really, I struggle to get behind Lando Norris. And we've touched on this in the podcast before, because Charles Leclerc, he's not arrogant.
He's likable.
Lando Norris acts like he should be a world champion in how arrogant he is at times.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he generally always knows how he does it. But from a fan point of view, it's really hard to get on board with him, because you look at it and you're like, okay, for someone who hasn't even won a race in over 100 appearances, you're really arrogant.
I think it's like an act, isn't it? I think he has like this sort of, not persona, because I don't think he's putting on like a front. But I feel like he has maybe this sense of humour that I just don't find very funny. Or like, I don't find it necessarily like, it doesn't appeal me to him. Like, when I'm watching sports, men and women, right, I like arrogance.
Hmm.
But But I like it in people that have proven it.
Well, and that's the thing, isn't it?
If Lando was like a 2-time world champion,
yeah,
and was bringing the attitude, I'd like it. Because I genuinely, like, I like it. Like, one of the reasons I find Anthony Joshua so boring is because he's got no fucking attitude about him.
Yeah.
He's just like, you know, and he's a multiple world champion. The reason I prefer Tyson Fury is because he's got attitude. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I think you like to see it with people that can back it up. And
but that's why you see it with likes of Lewis. That's why you see it likes with Max.
And I know we're going to have idiots here say, well, Lando's never had the car to win.
That's rubbish. He's had the opportunity to win. He just hasn't taken it.
So and I can't get behind Lando. That's who Jamie said he's going to back now. Lando at McLaren. Each to their own. I'll be staying well away from that one.
Well, my dad asked me a question. He said, okay, if Lando wins this year, do you then like him because he can back it up? And I went, no, because he's arrogant before he's won.
And then that makes you a glory hunter.
Yeah.
What I will not do right now is I will not follow Lando Norris just because he wins.
No.
The thing is, it is about personality. Like, it really is about personality. For me, at least, I have to like a driver.
Yeah.
Like, if they can back it up on track... That is obviously a bonus. I like Nicholas Latifi, right? He was a nice guy, but I'm not going to support him because his track performance was awful. But if I like someone and they back it up on track, it's like, okay. I think in this sport, it's obviously, it's difficult because a lot of the time there is domination in the sport. All the time. So... sometimes you pick someone and they don't win, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But you support them because you like them. And that's why I'm saying, like, supporting Lewis, you know, I mean, we're lucky, obviously.
Yeah.
Supporting Lewis. But I go back to 2007. I remember when Lewis came onto the scene. Everyone in this country was a Lewis fan, pretty much. And that's kind of just how it was. We didn't know that he was gonna be this good. Lewis could have never won. It was the same with Jenson Button.
Yeah.
Right, because everyone supported Jenson Button. And I remember playing like F1 games on my PlayStation 2. And like, I would be Jenson Button or Michael Schumacher. Because obviously he was driving the Ferrari. So it's like that thing of, yeah, you know, you just pick them because, okay, but maybe because he was English as well. But, like, yeah, you just like someone and you have a, like, a feeling towards them.
Well, that's the thing, wasn't it? So when Lewis... somebody said to me once, they said, oh, yeah, but you're lucky. You've just been supporting Lewis Hamilton. You knew he was going to be a world champion. But I was like, when I supported Lewis and McLaren, I never expected when he went to Mercedes he would go on and be so dominant.
And even when he walked into McLaren, who the hell knew that he was going to be world champion? Racing up against Fernando Alonso, 2-time world champion.
Yeah.
Absolutely no one knew that this 23-year-old kid or however old he was. Yeah. So, like, it is rich.
And we were just lucky that we had a driver who's gone on to be so dominant. But I do think when Lewis retires, I'd probably be going more Alex Albon way. I like Albon. I think he's just a generally nice guy and he backs it up on track.
Yep.
I agree. I like Charles Leclerc. It's going to be weird when we do a podcast and we like have opposite drivers who we're supporting.
Yeah, I know. That would be kind of funny though. there is one quick bit of news that is like coming out tonight.
Yeah.
Sauber are reportedly facing legal issues due to their steak sponsorship. Steak do not have a license in Switzerland for, like, because do you know what Steak is?
Yeah, it's a streaming service.
No, that's Kick, you moron. Steak is
I'm thinking Kick, sorry, yeah.
Steak is essentially a gambling platform,
yeah,
but in cryptocurrency. So they don't have a license in Switzerland. And the Federal Casino Commission, whoever the fuck that is, Why don't they investigate all the casinos that are just constantly robbing people anyway? That's a non-organisation. That is ridiculous. The Federal Casino Commission is understood to have opened proceedings against Sauber. So, the future of Sauber is at stake. That's quite funny. No idea what this means, but yeah, obviously they unveiled their car yesterday. You're listening to this on Wednesday, so 2 days ago for you guys, they unveiled their car. Kind of looks like a piece of shit, but it is what it is. The green will stand out on track. It is pretty much just the Alfa Romeo, but green instead of the ready colour.
I like it. I think it's different.
Yeah, see, I don't like it, but I can appreciate why someone would like it, because it does stand out.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't look at it and go, wow, it's the most beautiful thing. But what I like is actually it's going to bring a different dynamic to the grid this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now we've got the bright orange.
Yeah.
We've got bright green. We've got the Ferrari red. You know, we've got some...
But why are we just touching on liveries? The Williams, I love.
Preferred last year's.
Do you think?
Just going to put it out there. Although, they have finally put the screen on the steering wheel.
Have they?
Yes.
No, I like it. I think it looks pretty...
I really hope the Williams is good. It looks like they've got the water slide. Side pods.
Yeah.
And this is actually an interesting point. We'll get on to Christian Horner just after this final point. Adrian Newey made comments today, I think it was today, saying that their car is essentially just another evolution of the RB19.
Yeah.
He expressed concerns that, you know, if other teams have gone down different routes and perhaps explored different options, there is a chance that they may have found pace elsewhere that Red Bull haven't, because they've stuck to the one concept. So it will be interesting, because what we're not going to see is any innovation at these car launches.
Yeah.
When they launch their cars, any innovative pieces that the engineers have come up with will not be present until we get to Bahrain at the end of this month. So take everything that you see with a pinch of salt. I would assume, you know, a team like Williams, if they've put the water slide on the car, they're probably going for that, but they might not look exactly like that. But it will be interesting to see, for example, what Mercedes have done. I think their car launch is the most exciting, I think, even if you're not a Mercedes fan this year, because we know that they're changing concept. What route they're going down, fuck knows.
Yeah.
But I did think it was an interesting comment from Adrian Newey. He probably knows that they've got the best possible car and no one else is going to find anything better. But there is always a chance.
There's a possibility that some teams might actually... they're getting it close, are they?
Mate, someone's had their humble pie for breakfast. Shut up. You know you've got the quickest car. It's fine, but don't be insufferable about it. So... But it, you know, it does make you think, and I am really looking forward to the liveries. The liveries don't excite me because they kind of don't change much. Obviously, the steak one did, but the actual livery didn't change much at all. They just made the red green.
Yeah.
The McLaren one, I don't know why they made a song and dance about the new livery. I can't tell the fucking difference. So if someone can, please point it out to me.
There is talk that the Red Bull is a bit different this year, though, from what I've heard. But I don't know how true that is.
Who said that?
Well, I saw it.
What, the livery?
Yeah.
No.
Honestly.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Alpine one, actually. They've been teasing some cool stuff. Yeah, but what I don't want, what I really can't be asked for, is them doing like a special livery for the first race again.
No, I don't think it is.
Which is nicer than their actual livery.
I think it's going to be pink. That's what they've gone for.
Just make it nice the whole time, you idiots.
I had a look, right, at the car launches. And I was flicking through Twitter the other day, and somebody was like, there was random people saying about the car launches, dates and everything. And actually, they said this could be how the season finishes at the end. And actually, looking at it, I don't think it's that far, potentially far off. So obviously Haas would be last, Sauber or Stake, Williams, Alpine, Visa, Red Bull, PayPal, credit card, team.
Crap.
Aston Martin, Ferrari in P4, Mercedes in P3, McLaren in P2, and Red Bull P1.
Yeah, but Mercedes and McLaren are on the same day. So who's deciding what way around they go?
McLaren is after Mercedes.
But,
I mean, that could... That
well,
is...
there's a conspiracy theory if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
So let's see that at the end of the season. We'll make a comparison.
Red Bull last.
I don't think Alpine will finish there.
No, the only person the only one that I question really is Alpine.
To think that Williams will finish further ahead. James Vowles is doing a 10 out of 10 job there.
Granted, but they've got Sargeant.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
That is the difference. If there's anyone else in that car, I'd be like, I completely agree with you, but they got Sargeant. Mm. Shall we... Oh, other news that came out yesterday before we get on. Formula One teams agree changes to 2024 sprint format.
Yeah, sorry, I should speak into the mic. I saw that. I sent that to you, didn't I?
Nope.
Oh, no, I sent you the DRS thing.
Did you?
DRS is now going to be activated from lap two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it will be activated one lap after safety car restart or?
Two laps. One lap, sorry, yeah. No, I was, I got confused with what
you corrected me wrongly.
Well, to be fair, I was trying to read something. So before we get on to that, this sprint format, F1 sprint shootouts will take place on a Friday with qualifying for the full length race taking place on a Saturday after the sprint. I like that. I like having qualifying on a Saturday.
Unless your car gets munched up in the sprint race and then you're fucked for the whole weekend.
Makes it more interesting, doesn't it?
Because you can't qualify, so then you're starting P20.
Yep.
And yeah, obviously the DRS changes, which is good. I mean, we've been calling for that, you know. Yeah. So three laps. It's unnecessary. Just fucking get it open.
Yeah.
Whack it open and let them start racing.
Because what we found this year is actually after the restart, Max Verstappen has that pace. He goes anyway.
Yeah, and then no one can even challenge him.
And before you know it, Max is out of DRS zone after literally like lap one or two, and then it's done. Shall we get on to the other breaking news? Christian Horner.
Yes.
Should we do it? So if you have lived under a rock over the last day and you don't know, Christian Horner is currently being investigated for inappropriate behaviour made against Red Bull Formula One team, a member. So the statement came out on Monday. Do you want me to read the statement to you?
Yes.
Yes. So in a statement released on Monday, Red Bull said, after being made aware of certain recent allegations, the company launched an independent investigation. May I just add, this isn't actually Red Bull Racing. This is actually Red Bull as the company Red Bull who have made the allegations.
Interesting.
This process, which is already underway, is being carried out by an external specialist barrister. The company takes these matters extremely seriously and the investigation will be completed as soon as practically possible. It would not be appropriate to comment further at this time. Horner has come out, completely denied all allegations, said this is just not true.
Well, here's the thing, right? The speculation. No one knows what these allegations are.
Yep.
For fact.
Well, yesterday, the allegations were sending inappropriate images from what they first said.
Yeah, so
today is a bit different in saying that it's actually bullying and harassment.
Yeah, so at the moment, we've got two narratives, which are both completely speculative. There's nothing concrete, so anything we say is not necessarily true.
No, these are just allegations, yeah.
Yeah, there was one, the initial school of thought, is that a report was made by a female within the company.
Yeah.
And then it sort of developed to apparently there was photos sent by Christian Horner.
Yeah.
It has now emerged today that actually, yeah, it's about his behaviour towards...
His conduct and that.
Yeah, you know, maybe aggression or... Yeah. I don't really know what to believe. The only thing is, right, is Red Bull have a man named Helmet in their team who has quite literally made, I mean, racist remarks. He said some bad shit over the years. Nothing. Christian Horner, who is alongside Helmut Marko, taken this team from nothing to the pinnacle of motorsport.
Yep.
Because
I think
now he's being investigated for something that he's done. It's serious. It must be serious.
The fact that it's at this stage, so the hearing is on Friday.
Yes.
Apparently there's a big lawyer going in for Horner on Friday.
Well, he has been advised to step down. That's what, again...
Again, this is all reports, yeah. From reports that was done yesterday, he was reportedly asked to step down.
That cannot just be for, like, your conduct and how you talk to people and...
God, Max would have been gone ages ago,
yeah,
wouldn't he?
Do you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, okay, yeah, they want it to be a safe workplace. I'm sorry, but there are some workplaces where, okay, if he's a cunt, fine. But he's the man in charge and he's getting the work done. Do you know what I mean? They're not working at fucking Tesco. Do you know what I mean? If your Tesco boss comes and speaks to you like shit, you'd be like, fuck this guy. Like, I'm going to HR or something. You're working at Red Bull, right? Extremely high pressure, high stake. It is the pinnacle of motorsport. I don't believe that if he was speaking to people like shit, he'd be getting investigated because... Oh, here's a football analogy again. Why not?
You like these?
Can you imagine, right, a half-time team talk? You play for Liverpool FC, right? You're 3-0 down at half-time at Anfield.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you're walking into that changing room and Jurgen Klopp's going to like be patting you on the shoulder saying, come on, buddy, head up.
Yeah.
No chance. He'll be walking in there and he'll be fucking exploding at you. Yeah. Players have had boots thrown at them. I'm sure they've had punches thrown at them, right? I don't care if people think it's old-fashioned or whatever. This is elite-level sport. Now, if Christian Horner is going in every day and like twatting people... Okay, fair enough. Like, can't hit people. But if he's going in there and commanding the workforce and people don't like the way they're being spoken to, in my opinion, that's not reason to be sacked or have an investigation. Mm-hmm. People would disagree with that. Treat people with respect and whatever. Yeah, okay. But, like, this is a different environment. Christian Horner's a winner. I don't care what anyone says. I dislike the man so much. Like, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know how much I dislike this man.
Yeah.
But he's a winner. And if they're sacking him because he's spoken to people badly, that, in my opinion, is pathetic. But that also leads me to the other thing of, it can't just be that. Because I also don't believe that Red Bull would get rid of him over speaking to people poorly.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I do disagree with you in the sense of, although it's elite sport, I mean, there's people who are in the factories, and if it is stuff for people who are in the factories, I'm not being funny. They're not at the races. They're not the drivers. These people shouldn't be spoken to badly, regardless. But it all depends what the context is being said.
I'm not saying anyone should be spoken to badly.
No.
But what I'm saying is people have different management styles and ways of working.
Yeah, yeah. But obviously, he's done this for years. So
yeah.
There's got to be more to this because he's been around Red Bull for years. And so this isn't just a new thing.
This is my point. This cannot be, in my opinion, just the way he's spoken to people.
No, there's something bigger.
You do not get to the top of this, to any sport, by being really nice and pleasant to people the whole time. It's not how you draw the best out of people. You absolutely cannot just be like, come on, buddy, keep going. No. He knows what he needs. He will get what he needs by saying whatever the fuck he needs to these people.
But then, this is my point. He's obviously been doing this for years, so there's got to be way more to this.
Yeah,
to get to this stage, there's got to be way more than this.
It's not just, in my opinion, his conduct at work. Unless he's been, like, lashing people. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, right, you boy, you put that nut on wrong. Tie him up and we're going to whip him in the car park for 20 minutes. Bit different. If it's conduct and how he's spoken to people, it just can't be that.
Have you seen these pictures? Christian Horner with Toto in 2025 Drive to Survive Season 8. Toto, I said, change your fucking car, not your fucking star. What? And you change your fucking behaviour because your employee is saying you're a C next Tuesday.
I mean, they wouldn't be wrong, would they?
I mean, I don't know. It's just.
Does it say see you next Tuesday?
Well, no, it doesn't. Or... but I'm not going to say that word.
What, cunt?
I'm not. I guess. That's good, isn't it?
There's no ladies present.
No, that's good.
Why won't you say that word?
I don't want to say that word.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Very strange.
Why is that strange?
We've called me one before.
Never called you that.
Yeah, you have.
No, I didn't.
Definitely have.
Go to HR.
I don't know. I am HR.
Hang on, how did you get appointed HR?
Because I'm CEO as well, so I appointed myself. But, yeah, this Christian Horner stuff, you know, follow us on Instagram and Twitter because we will keep you as up to date as we can. But
we've done a lot of posts recently.
There is also, we have.
Well, when I say we.
There is me. Also rumours that Adrian Newey and Christian Horner have, like, get out of contract clauses.
So, yeah.
For if one leaves, the other can leave.
Yeah. No, I heard that.
And everything is sort of leading to a pathway of Newey to Ferrari 2025 with Lewis. It's his dream to work with Ferrari, apparently. And with Lewis. Come on.
Surely Bono's going.
Yeah, that is... But again, the reports suggest that Lewis is allowed to bring more or less anyone he wants with him.
Decent. As long as Bono's there, I'm happy.
I think Bono will go.
Come on, Lewis. How much time? Where does this leave Red Bull now? Because Christian Horner's, obviously, the hearing is on Friday. They're still preparing. He's still allowed to be at work. He's been at, obviously, all meetings this week as normal. Where does this go for Red Bull? Because say Christian Horner does get sacked or leaves, where next? I mean, that potentially puts their season in disarray, doesn't it?
No. Let's be honest here. It doesn't. The car is going to be the quickest car on the grid.
Yeah.
It definitely leaves the future of the team in... You know what? It doesn't leave them in a questionable position. They've got a lot of very, very experienced people at that team. There's a lot of very, very experienced people that aren't in jobs in F1 at the moment.
Are you talking about the main man? Well, the one that everyone keeps linking to?
Günther Steiner will not be going to be team principal.
Oh, come off it. Did anyone expect Daniel Ricciardo to go back to Red Bull?
No.
No. Stranger things have happened.
He hasn't gone back to Red Bull.
Okay, he went as a test driver and now he's back in the sport in AlphaTauri.
Okay, well, Günther Steiner becoming team principal of AlphaTauri is a lot more plausible than becoming Red Bull team principal. They're not... It's going to be a huge change. It's not going to throw a team like Red Bull off. Is my thoughts.
What's your gut feeling? Okay, obviously this is all just rumours, but say the rumours are true. Is it he's gone?
Yeah. Genuinely, I think it's all way too serious in my opinion. Mm. All the reports we're reading, I think his days are numbered. I actually don't know how to feel about it. I feel like from the sports side of things, it's a big loss.
Mm.
But my God, I'll be happy to not see him on my screen every weekend.
Yeah, but on the same
he does bring
page.
He's the villain, isn't he?
He is. And that's why you dislike him because you're kind of like, ah, he annoys me.
And it's the same way how, like, Batman wouldn't be as good without the Joker.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And as much as you dislike the Joker because he's the bad guy, it's kind of like, yeah, but he needs to be in the plot.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how I feel about it. I mean, obviously, let's not be idiots here. If he's done something that is completely unacceptable,
then he needs to go.
Then he's got to go. We can't keep people around because they're in positions of power. And, like, don't misconstrue my point either of, like, there's a difference between speaking to people in a way where you get things done.
Yeah.
And you're not nicey-nicey. But, like, bullying individuals is very different.
Yeah.
And if that's what's been done, and obviously if he has, like, sexually harassed people, that is taking it way too far.
Yeah.
But I don't want to make those allegations is what, what I'm saying. But that is one of the speculations is that he's obviously done something dodgy there.
And the difficulty is at this moment in time, these are rumours. But the fact it has got to a point that there's a hearing, and the fact that there's a point that it's so...
I do think it's bad from Red Bull that they haven't come out and clarified at least what is being investigated, because the sending pictures things, if it's not true and it's completely false,
yeah,
it paints him in a really bad light in a way that people are not going to forget. And even if he's like just bantered about it for the rest of his life now, it is bad. And I do think Red Bull could have at least come out and said he's being investigated for this, although they might have not said anything because he is being investigated for that. And then if they come out and say he's being investigated for this, it looks like he's done it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, catch 22 maybe, but...
But I do find it weird that it wasn't Red Bull Racing that initiated this. This is obviously an external company.
Well,
and it was actually Red Bull themselves.
Red Bull initiated it, but it's an independent investigation, isn't it?
Yes.
So, like, it was still asked for by Red Bull.
Yeah, but no,
it was an investigator didn't just knock at the door and just say, we're coming in today.
No, but I think Red Bull were informed about it, which obviously then they questioned Red Bull and Racing, and that's when it went into the investigation.
Well, yeah, obviously Red Bull would have had to have been informed about it, but it would have been by someone at Red Bull Racing. It would have been raised to them through there. And then they've got an independent investigation done, so there's no bias involved.
Yeah. It's an interesting one.
Yeah. No,
it's... I don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, like I say, I mean, I hope nothing really bad has happened.
I think that's the main thing, is actually you want these allegations to be false so nobody has actually suffered.
Yeah. And I mean, like I say, if it's conduct, in my opinion, the conduct would have had to been really bad to get rid of a winner like Christian Horner.
But I think from what we're suggesting is that the conduct is really bad to actually get to this stage. Because
and it must have been.
To actually have a proper hearing.
But you know the world can be a little bit soft nowadays.
Well.
So what I'm saying is I hope it's not something that is like, come on, really, man? We've got Christian Horner out of the sport for this. I want him to be out of the sport, but I want him to be driven out by Lewis in a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Not in this way.
I think it's the fact that you're actually having to go to a hearing, and I don't know, I just think it's bigger than what is being, there's is bigger news to this, so it's definitely going to be interesting over the next few days to find out what is actually happening.
It'll be interesting, and like I say, follow us all over social media, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with all the latest news. Because, yeah, clearly we are in some sort of F1 news frenzy at the moment. So undoubtedly there is more to follow on all fronts.
And I suppose the thing is, potentially we might even still be back next week if this is bigger news than what we've had.
If Christian Horner is gone, we will likely be back next week. Or we could just do like...
snippet, a quick. Yeah, but like, this is, I mean,
maybe just like a longer form piece on Instagram or something.
Because we weren't expecting to be here tonight. Well, after we left last week, we were thinking, oh, we've got a few liveries coming out, absolutely fine. And then what a week for F1.
Here we are.
What a week. History. So that is the end of the podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Let us know. Get your thoughts in for all things Christian Horner, Lewis Hamilton, the liveries. Let us know. Where's next for Carlos Sainz? Where does he go?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about him.
No. Who's going to be next in place for Mercedes? Alex Albon, we didn't even touch on him, that he's been linked to for a 3-year deal with Red Bull in 2025. So many stories, but
we are talking about them on Instagram. You can get involved in the conversation on Instagram.
Follow us on all social media. We're doing a lot on Twitter, doing a lot on TikTok, Instagram. Check us out on there. Luke, have a good week.
Yep, you too.
And we should be back next week
Well,
we don't know yet. We'll be back within the next couple of weeks.
Plan for us to be back after pre-season testing,
which is in 2 weeks' time.
Stay up to date with everything on Instagram
2 weeks?
And Twitter.
Yeah.
Because if we are coming back early because of some sort of news, we'll let you know.
Right. Have a good week, and we shall see you soon. Bye-bye.